I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Guy Ritchie's Operation Fortune: Ruse de Guerre, which has been delayed and finally found a domestic release date this week. Unfortunately, it wasn't worth the wait, as it fails to stand on its own despite the A-list cast, some of whom have worked with Ritchie before, like Jason Statham as super spy Orson Fortune, hence the title, and some who haven't, like Aubrey Plaza as a computer girl. The plot involves them trying to find a stolen weapon, which not even the British agency knows what it is at the moment. Cary Elwes plays the main agent in charge along with Bugsy Malone as the team's point man, and Josh Hartnett overacts as a dopey actor who gets roped into their mission through blackmail, as he happens to be the idol of Hugh Grant as a billionaire arms dealer who plans to sell the stolen weapon. Operation Fortune has some good stunt work and a likable lead like Statham and a charming co-star like Elwes, but it doesn't distinguish itself from other Ritchie entries because it's basically more of the same with the tough British dialogue and situations that have worked well and funnier before in the past. It tries to allow Statham to carry the film with his acting and fighting skills, and he can handle both positions, but he isn't given the kind of story to allow his character to excel. Ritchie has done better and can do better than succumb to repeats. I hope his next film, The Covenant, will prove me right. 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.